All right, guys, let's go around and do a quick NBA check-in of the Toronto Raptors, the Utah Jazz, and the Washington Wizards in today's mini show. Fantasy check-in time for the Toronto Raptors. Over the last couple of weeks, they are the best team in the NBA, of course, over the course of this season. Kyle Lowry, who started off really hot, was a top 10 player for the first couple of weeks of the season. That started to regress. We've seen his usage come down. We've seen his shooting percentages drop, which were really high to begin this season. That was all to be expected, and he's settling in now at a guy who's not that first-round player. Again, not really a surprise of that with Kyle Lowry, that there was going to be some sort of a drop-off. But solid enough production, still putting up a significant amount of assists, 8.7 over his last six games. Pascal Siakam, of course, the big surprise here, still shooting fantastically, 64% from the field over his last seven games. That puts him inside the top 50. That is his largest contribution in terms of fantasy categories. In fact, the only other categories that he's a positive in are free throw percentage, where he's at 83%, and weirdly, 4.1 assists. Everything else is a below average contribution in those categories. Still a must roster guy, but it is really highly dependent on that field goal percentage. Jonas Valanciunas, prior to Wednesday's game, had been slumping a little bit, but still a 12-team league guy, while Serge Ibaka's a top 100 player. Whereas guys like Fred VanVleet and Danny Green, they're both outside the top 130 for the last 2 weeks. They're guys that you stream in. If you need threes and assists, you look at VanVleet. If you want threes with those defensive numbers, Dan Green's your guy. But they're not must roster or must hold guys. The Jedi, OG Anunoby, he's struggling after playing well at the start of the season, came back from a personal issue, and he's really struggling. I still like him long term, and this is a real nadir of his value. And if you're looking to acquire him in a dynasty format, maybe now is the time to be inquiring there. While DeLon Wright, not really able to regain any of the form that he had last season, still struggling outside the top 200 over the last couple of weeks and playing only 15 minutes a night. We remember last season he was playing a lot at the 1, the 2, and the 3. Of course, with Kawhi and Danny Green in town, there's not as much need for DeLon to fill that same role. So his production is not at the same level that we'd seen from him in the past. Fantasy check-in on the Utah Jazz, who have, of course, been struggling this season with a lot of their players not really failing to live up to some of the hype we hoped. Donovan Mitchell, outside the top 50 over the last 2 weeks, he hasn't taken the necessary steps forward we hoped. Only 2.6 assists over the last five games. Also, he's not getting to the free throw line, not increasing that rate from last season, and that's what's holding him back and keeping him at that same level he was last season. Now, he is shooting just 28% from three across the last five games, so there's scope for improvement, but you know, there was some expectations from some people he'd be a top 20 guy. I thought more top 30 was realistic for Mitchell. It looks like maybe top 40 is a more realistic goal, especially if he can't increase the amount of free throw attempts that he is taking. Gobert and Ingles. Ingles, actually, despite what may appear to be some struggles, he's the 38th ranked player over the last 2 weeks on the back of 5 assists and 2.5 steals. Continues to be rock solid. I've heard people talk about wanting to drop him. If that happens, of course, you go and immediately add him. Well, Rick Rubio, shooting 44% over his last seven games, 6 assists with 13 points, solid production where we know that at the start of the season it does take him a while to get warmed up. Kyle Korver joined the Jazz. He's really just a 3-point stream option. It doesn't do too much more than that. Well, Jay Crowder and Derek Favors. Crowder and Favors, Favors, you can look at it and go top 100 player over the last 2 weeks. That's a 12-team league guy. That's absolutely true. That is a 12-team league player. I don't have faith in him necessarily keeping up 65% from the field or over a block and a steal per game, which is what he's doing over these last 7 games. But he is still okay, just very limited upside for Favors. There'll be games where he starts and games where he doesn't, while Crowder is more of a 14-team league player, maybe even 16-teamer than a 12-team guy. Not many other guys that we need to talk about. Dante Exum is out of the rotation with the arrival of Kyle Korver, so that's important to note. While Grayson Allen, it's going to be hard to find enough playing time for him this season to have too much of an impact. But perhaps down the road, if Ricky Rubio does leave this offseason, we might see Allen into a role. But nothing, I think, major going to change with this rotation throughout the season. Gobert just doing his thing. The free throws, of course, are a significant concern with Rudy. Fantasy check-in for the Washington Wizards. John Wall's a guy who did miss Wednesday's game, but someone whose current ranking doesn't look as good as what we'd hope it to be. The 60th ranked player over the last 2 weeks. Yeah, he's averaging 21 points and 10 assists, but the fact that he's shooting 66% from the line on almost 5.5 attempts per game and only 0.9 steals. And they're the two areas which he is going to improve at most likely and should push him back to being a top 20 guy. So if you're going to acquire Wall at his current going price of even like a top 40 guy, I would look to do it. I think the steals jump back up. I think the free throws jump back up as well. Markieff Morris coming off the bench is suiting him. He's the 51st ranked player over the last 2 weeks. The last two games haven't quite been there, but with Dwight Howard likely done for at least the majority of the season, Markieff is a must-roster 12-team league guy. Otto Porter, after a rocky start, also the 30th ranked player over the last 2 weeks. 15-7, and what I banged on about so much is he's not going to continue to be such a piss-poor shooter. Well, he is up to 54% over the last 7 games, which has, of course, skyrocketed his rank back to be the 30th best player. Beal is the 21st guy there. Kelly Oubre, a guy who I'm not a massive fantasy fan of. He's the 104th player over the last 2 weeks, which, of course, has value. 13-2 with 5 rebounds. You get no assists from him, but he is averaging a steal and a block. Now, those blocks will come down, and that would probably push him outside the top 120 when they revert back to normal. But there's some borderline type of value for Oubre. I just don't see a huge upside. Well, Thomas Bryant, probably the guy to keep an eye on. A strong game Wednesday. He can block shots, he can hit threes, he can score, he can get rebounds, and do it with decent efficiency. And that combination, if he pushes from 17, 18 minutes a night to 24 minutes a night, then that can become viable. So he's a deeper league ad and someone to watch in other leagues. Well, Thomas Satoransky, the new starting small forward, is strong when Wall is out, but when Johnny plays, it's hard for him to really assert himself. More of just a 14 to 16 team league guy or a 12-team assist streamer. Jeff Green not doing a huge amount. While Troy Brown's shown some flashes, there just aren't going to be enough minutes for Troy Brown to make an impact this season outside of a couple of injuries.